Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and this is my take on the Scorpio full moon that will arrive in the United States on April 26th at 11:31 p.m. So you can see this moon. It's not an eclipse, but you can see it at the exact time of its fullness, because on the West Coast, it'll be 8:31 p.m., and the sun should have gone down by then, I think, but maybe not. You'll have to check the local times for sunset. At any rate, the Scorpio full moon is frequently also called the Buddha moon and given some nod to a major ceremonial experience for some Buddhist communities. They say Buddha was a Taurus, and it makes sense because that is the sign that can be very, very still and meditate. And that is what the Buddha did under the Bodhi tree. And, you know, so it is quite natural to imagine that this could be the case. But this is a time when you can find out, actually, if you go to the Alice Bailey group, the Lucius Trust organization, all about this special ceremonial meditation for the Buddha moon. And it's supposed to be a time when there's a big message that goes out to the collective mind in humanity. So, having said that, what is it looking like this year in terms of astrology? Well, right now we are having four planets in Taurus, and we will have them on April 26th for this full moon. That's the Sun and Uranus, and the Sun is approaching a conjunction to Uranus. Venus has just a few days ago been in conjunction to Uranus when we get to the Scorpio full moon, and Mercury is in the lead right now in Taurus, having been conjunct Uranus and Venus, and now it's sort of speeding away. So the moon is exactly opposite the sun at this time. Every time it's a full moon, that's what's happening. And the moon will be approaching all those other oppositions also after this, you know, so we'll find that out. But what is also a factor, as this moon in Scorpio opposes the sun in Taurus, is that it is also approaching the square to Saturn in Aquarius. Venus has just recently left also the square to Saturn, which is a difficult one. And so there's been some kind of rejection experience, let's say. It seems like that for Venus when Saturn is saying no or withholding something. So that's already occurred. And so some of what's going on here may be a reactionary experience, because when we get to the full moon, we come to a peak of fruition on some issue, and we may have more light shed upon it, and there can be an action taken at the time of the full moon that is, you know, for better or worse, a way of dealing with whatever that issue was. So keep this in mind as we look at the polarity itself. The sun is our conscious self-expression, what we seem to know that we desire as a personality. And in Taurus, it's very acquiring and preserving in its nature. And it is nature, by the way, also. And so we've also just been on the 21st, Oh, no, maybe the 22nd. I never can remember, and it was just a day or so ago when we had Earth Day. So Earth Day brought up a lot of stuff. In fact, it brought up the idea for a lot of world leaders about how they could come together to create new ways of living on the planet that isn't going to aid and abet the disasters of climate change. Now, I don't care about getting into whether or not there is such a thing as climate change. There is. I mean, the causes of it, I don't want to debate that. But there have been some pretty radical proposals put forth by the United States in particular. But there are people who are already working on those types of proposals in the banking sector, in the money sector, and around the world. So this is quite an interesting time because the money issue is going to be very, very strong here. And Taurus is about personal finances. Okay, whereas Scorpio, on the other end of the seesaw, is about collective resources. And whereas the Taurus energy wants to hold on to things, the Scorpio energy, and this time it's the moon, so this is our instinctive feelings. The Scorpio moon wants to transform things. It is the aspect that breaks things down so that there can be a renewal of something. So, you know, it is in the time of Scorpio that we're watching the leaves turn colors and fall in the northern hemisphere. So this is the greening time with the sun in Taurus in the northern hemisphere. Very beautiful greening and flowering time. So the polarity here is, will we or won't we allow financial situations to change because it's necessary and it's possible? So we're going to be looking in the outer world, the debate that will ensue, because there are many people who have a vested interest in certain forms of energy and certain ways of doing things. In the press conference that was held on the 22nd, so it must have been Earth Day, must have been the 22nd yesterday. I'm recording this on the 23rd. There was the woman who is the new head of the EPA, and very interesting and very articulate, also passionate about these things, it seems, person, was answering questions, and she informed the journalist of the fact that this was the way the world was heading. It wasn't just the United States that was going to get to choose because of all the connections that are being reawakened now. There's a very strong impulse to move towards different types of energy. And even taking the gas car off the market altogether in a certain number of years. So this is radical, and what would be radical is the issue of having Uranus and Taurus there. That's the radical change in the way we manifest things in the earth, on the earth. A radical change in the financial circumstance, okay? And also having Saturn in Aquarius and square to this polarity, we are going to be looking at the need to measure the practical and manageable ways to move forward. Yeah. But there's talk about, you know, using electric more, wind turbines already becoming a big industry, as is the solar. So it's not as though these things are not already moving forward. They are. So she said to the journalist, you know, this is the way of the future, and you know, we never move backwards. We're always moving forwards. And this is a truth of the Saturn-Uranus squares that I have mentioned myself and in the interview that I did at a certain point with Jim Case about this. My topic was change is inevitable, and it always has been, you know. I mean, when we look back at things, you know, industries have always had to adjust to the new, you know. Look at the telephone. You know, people don't even know what a rotary phone is anymore if they were born after a certain period of time. Like, they don't even know what a clock with hands and numbers on it, that they don't. It's been there, but things have come along and replaced those things. And yes, businesses that are totally vested into certain things are going to have to do something. And, you know, the best thing they could possibly do is jump on the bandwagon and shift their focus. But will they or won't they? You know, and nobody likes to do that, especially if they're being forced to do it. And, you know, so we're going to see some really interesting things happen, especially because there are certain states in our country that have much to do with the old energy, which isn't that old, really, but, you know, the two energies, and one of them is coal. They want to shut down and not do anything to open up any more coal trade. One of the countries is absolutely stonewalled it already. And this is something, like, if you think back to the Victorian era, and if you had watched an old Sherlock Holmes, and one of the things you might have seen was a lot of fog, but it was like deep, dense, and colored sort of yellow, and that had something to do with the burning of coal. All right? So we replaced the burning of coal in all of our homes for the most part. We don't have that in the air anymore. So things change. You know, the gas lights changed to electric lights. Change is inevitable, but resistance to change is also inevitable. And the sign that resists change more than any other is Taurus. And I think this is one of the reasons that Uranus has to be in the sign of Taurus now, because it is forcing it. It's forcing the hand. And it's forcing the hand of change. So that is what you're going to see in the outer world. But in your own life, you're going to see it also. And one of the things about the Scorpio moon, I feel, which is important to note, is that in terms of the emotional levels, Scorpio moon has difficulty seeing the truth or the actuality of its own feelings. Because the Scorpio, even in the Sun or the Mercury or Venus, is looking around and seeing where there could be a place that it's threatened. It becomes a controlling energy because it feels vulnerable. The creatures of Scorpio are vulnerable creatures. The snake, who maybe if it gets a good hit with its venom can hurt you, is completely helpless. Doesn't have arms and legs. It can't fly away. It's, you know. And so it becomes that creature of such intense feeling that it feels you in the field. It doesn't wait for you. And frequently, most of the time, it will get out of the way. You will never even know it was there, see. But the idea is that these energies of Scorpio, unless it goes to eagle level, and even on eagle level, it's still looking at control. It's looking at how to move the pieces around. It's managerial, very managerial. And so it wants to have a result that is protective for the self and for shared resources. So say a marriage partner or a business partner or, you know, a place where the resources interact with your own. This is where the managerial energy becomes very, very strong to make sure that everything is going to be all right, you know. But looking at the personal feelings is sometimes harder to really get to with the sign of Scorpio, because it's hidden, it's sometimes hidden from itself. Or as we like to say, the animals associated with this sign, if we're not looking at spiders, they have lots more eyes than that, are the eyes are on the sides of the head. Instead of like the way we're looking forward, and then we have to turn our neck to see things, but we have good peripheral vision too. The Scorpio or a bird has to see you in profile. You know, they don't see what's straight ahead. And so that is one of the features here. So our feelings and our instincts at the time of the Scorpio full moon, and even at the new moon too, yes, aren't that clear to us. You know, and we are all manipulated by old buried patterns and, you know, the memories of past wounds and things like that that we're not in conscious connection to. And so at this time, there may be a real feeling about, you know, how are things going? You know, this can be strictly financial in nature. And, you know, what needs to be done, and having a very different point of view about it. Or even whether there's going to be a commitment made to relationship, because with Venus coming off a Uranus conjunction and a square to Saturn, that hasn't been easy for relationships in general, because Uranus is a sudden, surprising something, and Saturn is saying no. Okay. So then we have this moon in Scorpio, which is a sign. Scorpio, by the way, is the sign of committing to something. Interestingly enough, Libra makes the choice and the decision. Libra comes before Scorpio, and then Scorpio decides. So there may be a very strong need on the part of one end of this polarity for commitment. That will feel like a way to feel safe and in control of a situation. And the other side doesn't have that need. It may be focused just on the values and the possessions of the self. So this is kind of, you know, a tricky moment. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But there are a few things that are helpful, definitely. Jupiter doesn't seem to be doing anything in this particular. It's like in the last 3 degrees of Aquarius, it will go into Pisces soon for a while. It'll go into Pisces and then it will retrograde in Pisces and then it'll go back into Aquarius for a while. So it's almost at the end of this for now. It will be exploring new territory. And the only thing that it is making a connection to is this is an asteroid and a trans-Plutonian. It's sextile both Eris, goddess of discord, and Ceres, the fierce mother, that are in Aries. So they're pushing for some recognition, and it's sextile Juno in Sagittarius, women's rights. So this is where we may be seeing some helpful group dynamics going on, is really in terms of the feminine needs at this time. But the rest of the needs may be, you know, difficult to negotiate. Neptune in Pisces is still sextile to Pluto, so it brings in some softening effects at might. Doesn't always. It also has helped governments pull the wool over or corporations, so it isn't always doing the right thing. Neptune is pretty close, and Mercury is approaching to the sextile to Mercury, and so you can get some really good psychic information about how you should be dealing with the areas of personal possessions and finance at this point, even at this full moon. And the moon is in the trine aspect, the sun is in the sextile aspect, to Mars in Cancer. And if you read or heard my discussion of Mars in Cancer, you will know that Mars in Cancer is passionately concerned with the security and safety of the home and family. And while Mars is transiting Cancer, there's going to be a lot of issues about that coming up for discussion. And Taurus has to do with real estate and food also. So, you know, Scorpio being the sign of also taxes and loans, inheritance, and insurance. So the sextile and trine to Mars and Cancer, when we focus on that, we may be able to get some things done because people will be very passionate about this area. The people of the country are seen by the sign of Cancer. So there is a lot of movement, a lot of pressure at this time on these issues. And they will be also within your own realm. There may be something with your home or family that needs to be done, and you're going to have to reconcile with different points of view. And not even a point of view as much as different identification and different instinct. All right, so anyway, something to think about, definitely, and lean on a little bit more the psychic energy and understand that you can come to a point of agreement if you listen to, quote, reason about, you know, the practical applications and maybe the timing again and the methods have to be looked at so you can come to some decision. Okay? So this is what I would say about the Scorpio full moon, and I wish you all the best with it, as I wish our country all the best with it. And I'll say goodbye for now.